It's okay. Hey, everybody, welcome. And look, I have, like I said last week, I'm bringing in another amazing guest. And the topic, did you see? Life after corporate. So my question to you before we get started into talking and having fun with Ms. Tekka, my question to you is, what is your what's next? Are you working on it? Or is what ifs and I can't holding you back? Well, while you think about it, go grab your girlfriend and girl or girlfriends, your family and friends, pen and paper, because we're going to have some fun here. Oh, and look, you guys, guess what? Look, I've been saving her. She's here today. I told you I was working intentionally on bringing her here. So go grab everybody, and we're going to get ready to get started. Before I bring my guests on, I want you all to know you're at a place where dreams are told, conversations are intrigued, and dreams are here for us to make to the what's next. And how we do that, I have guests come on. So you know that there are women out here that are going after their what's next, no matter what, knowing that we still face the what ifs and I can'ts and doing it so successfully. So I always believe that I need a tribe, right? We always need somebody to support us. So I bring a tribe on, such as my amazing guests, each week that you come on so you can get some tips and tricks on how they can do what they're doing. So without further, look, I held off y'all and I'm giving you time to run and go get your pen and paper. And so now you get to meet my guest for this week. It's Tekka Thompson. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
That's good. So welcome to my new space, my new place. I love it. So tell everybody who you are and what you do.
Okay, so I am Tekka Thompson. I am the owner and founder of Sacred Healing Spaces, where I create spaces of rest, healing, and transformation for Black and women of color. I also create those same spaces for community-based organizations, crisis workers, first responders. Folks often ask, well, why don't you hold space for everyone? And I actually do. I hold space and create the same spaces for all women, but in my business, I center Black women and women of color because I believe deeply that it is a gift to humanity to create a space where Black and women of color can come and heal and come into their full authentic self. Just because the life that we walk through causes us to shrink down in a way. And I believe that humanity is going somewhere that's going to need everyone in their most and fullest authentic self to get us there together. So it's a gift to humanity to create these spaces for Black and women in color. So
I so agree with you. You know, so much is going on in as you said, in the world. And so it's so needed. Mm-hmm. As you said, not discounting all race, but we know why, you know, and I think that's great that we have a place where we can, and it's so relaxing. And actually T was like, maybe she'll do a real quick one. I go, we'll see.
Absolutely. I love to do it. And I just want to say real quick, this space is gorgeous.
Thank you.
And you are looking fabulous. I'm noticing your nails.
Thank you.
Your whole get up, but your nails are cute.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. I want to thank you for taking the time to even come and talk. But did you guys see the topic, life after corporate?
Hey.
So how are you feeling hearing that?
Yeah. So I just retired. My official last day of work was January 31st.
Right.
And so I feel amazing. It just feels good. I've been explaining it to people like this. I feel like my mind or brain is bigger because you just have so much space. And, you know, when you're working day to day, you never really think about how much. We all know that working and having a business, a family, and all of the things that we have to do after work, maybe it might be school or whatever your thing is, you know it's stressful and you know you're carrying it a lot, but to actually feel it in my body, notice the absence of, it just feels lighter. I think the biggest thing I noticed is that you're not carrying the to-do list and the deadlines from day to day. When you're working every day,
yes,
work's never done.
Right.
And it's always in your head all the time about, oh, I didn't finish this project or I have this deadline. And you carry that back and forth at nighttime and then you wake up with it. And so I think that's the biggest thing that I noticed, just being late. But I feel good. It feels just really exciting and fresh and good.
Good. It would seem to, I'm looking forward to being in your space of retiring. And so when I was thinking about the show and what we were going to talk about, I really was imagining myself not having to get up to do my daily routine, right? And thinking of, wow, not having the day-to-day, getting up, thinking about what I got to do for the day, like you said, and where, if I have to go into work, what I got to do when I get into work, then if I'm not working into work, it's just the is a consistent thinking process. And I was like, wow, I wouldn't know what to do when I get to that point.
Yeah, so I'm glad you brought that up because I haven't woke up and said, oh my gosh, what am I going to do with myself?
Yes.
But there is a sort of orienting to my new schedule.
Okay.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And just like trying to like navigate and figure out what my schedule is going to look like.
Right.
Of course, I have my business. So the thing that I'm really trying to like be real open about is I don't want to take the mindset of 9 to 5 into my business because I have the ability to create whatever type of schedule that benefits me.
Right.
So I don't want to take like this crunchy, grind type of mindset into my business. And I say that to people and some people look at me funny because most of us know, you know, we have this a lot of freedom when you have your own business, but you actually end up working harder when you have a business. But I don't want to have the same grind myself into the ground type mentality in my business, especially when I have the liberty and the time and the space to create a schedule and a space that is gracious and spacious to me.
Right.
Because this is my second or third time I've been on Pam's show. And so if you've ever seen me on here before, I center rest. That's what I do. And so when I build a schedule, a daily schedule, I always build time for rest into my schedule. So now I'm trying to navigate, you know, what does that look like?
Right.
Right. And rest isn't always laying down and taking a nap. You know, rest, there are 7 types of rest. I'm not going to really get into that because it's on one of the older episodes of the show. So you can go find it. but just taking time to pause and stay nourished, you know, in all ways, spiritually, emotionally, physically, and just, you know, building those pauses and breaks and things into my schedule as much as possible.
So what prepared you for leaving the corporate world?
It's another great question. So, you know, I actually worked past my retirement date and I was working and thinking like, oh, I'm not ready yet. As a matter of fact, when I decided to retire, I had just launched a bunch of initiatives. I managed a large adolescent sexual health grant, pregnancy prevention, just launched some really big, very cool initiatives around mindfulness in juvenile corrections facilities and intertwining mindfulness with sex educators. So just some really cool projects. My program had just got national recognition. So I had a lot of good things going on, right?
Yes.
But what really happened, because I heard the whisper of the Holy Spirit say it's time. And he said January. And when he told me that, it was like mid-December and I panicked. I'm like, I don't know if I can get this done by January 1st. And then I was like, pause, you said January. Mm-hmm. Didn't say January 1st. That's how we think. Everything's got to be fixed by January 1. So I made my day January 31st. I was very settled with it. Very settled.
Wow.
Right. It's funny too, because people at my job and everyone in my family, no one ever thought that I was ever going to retire, mm-hmm. right? Because I'm still very young. Lots of great stuff going on in my job. And people were like, what? She's not retiring. She's going to be around. As a matter of fact, my director and assistant director made a bet because I met with them before. Yes. I let them know I was leaving. One of them said, oh, she's not going to retire. Wow. The other one was like, nah, I see it in her eyes. She's out. So that's it. And I just got really excited because I was like, okay, Holy Spirit, we're retiring. What's next?
Right.
Which is a question that I've been sitting with my sister, Pam, ever since I met her. She was my very first business coach, helped me launch my business, talked me down off of about 50,000 ledges of, you know, I'm going to jump, I'm going to quit. What was I thinking? You know, and she'd have to slow walk me back in.
Look where we are now.
So I've been sitting with this question, like, what's your what's next for,
it's been
5 years,
yeah.
at least 5 years.
Because I can even remember when we first met and you were like, yeah, one day, I can't wait for that day. I remember that. You said that at the library, I can't wait for that one day. And here that day has come.
Yeah.
And things. So how does that make you feel?
I feel really good. I like there's a piece and parts of it are still settling with me, right? Like you just worked 33 years. That's an amazing accomplishment. Absolutely. In and of itself, you know, in public service. A lot still settling, but it feels good. I mean, I feel great. Like I'm open to what's coming next for me.
Yes.
And to be honest with you, as soon as I made my mind up or mm-hmm. came into agreement with what the Holy Spirit had said to me, my phone started to ring. I started to run into people at different places, and they were like, hey, we want you to come and do some breath work with us, mm-hmm. or we want you to come and do some self-care with us. So my calendar has something on it every month all the way up until May, or June. So I have things to do.
Right.
Right. So
absolutely.
I have lots to do.
You have a lot to do.
People were asking me at work, like, oh my gosh, you're retiring. What are you gonna do? And I said, the first thing I'm gonna do is nothing. And the second thing I'm going to do is whatever I want.
That's right. But it feels good though, right? Mm-hmm. And you're not constrained to anybody's rules or regulations or their time. You're on your own time. So one thing I wanted to ask you is, what advice would you give others who are considering retiring? What would you tell them?
From where I sit right now, mm-hmm. I would say do it. Like if you're set up and you're ready to do it, just do it. You know, you're not getting any younger. And I would just say do it, because I sat in a space for 2 years because I worked 2 years past my eligibility of like, oh, I don't know if I want to, because you just really get used to being in that routine of going to work. And it does feel scary mm-hmm. to think like, what am I going to be doing? But have a plan and just do it.
Just do it.
Yeah. Push the button.
I'm like, okay, I heard that. And I think my anxiety is right here.
Yeah.
But it still would be so cool just to know that you're on your terms mm-hmm. and not anyone else. I think that would be so cool.
I think, Pam, everyone's anxious about it, but I promise you, like, the anxiety, once you make up your mind and you mm-hmm. do it, the anxiety leaves you immediately. Right.
Yeah. I could see that. I can see that.
And I just think like it was really good that it happened, because I know the last 30 days of work, I was so clocked out in my brain.
Yes.
Like my everything had already moved on. Had I announced that 6 months prior, I would not have been locked in. And I actually got a lot of good work done in that last 6 months.
I agree. I so agree with you there. And one thing I commend you on that you did it. So many people, I would have to say that's me. So many times I'm like, okay, in January, like 6 months, I know I'm going to get there. And then that's it. And then I get to thinking about it and I start backfighting. So that's why I asked that question. And I think that I want people, other women, to hear where you are and where you were and look where you're at now. I think that is so powerful mm-hmm. for women to see that. I think that is.
But I sat in that space for 2 years, so it's normal. I sat in that space for 2 years, like, oh, I'm going to go in April.
Yes.
Oh, I'm going to go in January. Oh, maybe October, you know, like mm-hmm. just kept pushing the date. But I literally heard January and I was like, okay. And once I said, okay, I just felt calm and peaceful.
I can see that. Mm-hmm. I can see that. I do remember when you called and you said, okay, Pam, January is it. It's time. But your voice was so different than other times. It was really, really different or anything like that. Well, thank you for sharing, because I want women to know that there is life on us outside of corporate. And I want them to know that don't allow fear. And it's true. Fear does play a lot of, it plays a lot of parts into our decision making, where then we keep pushing it back. Like I said, push it back. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh no, I'll do it in April. No, I'll do it in August. So I would commend you for doing that. And you are a great example for look where you are.
Yeah. And it's cool because you've been a part of this process too. But Pam, what do you think? I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay.
I'm going to play host.
Okay.
What do you think the biggest fear is when people are sitting on that fence?
There's two. Mm-hmm. One is when you're in the corporate world, you have like your corporate family, right? Mm-hmm. And you have those people that you go into work. So it's like a family that you can count on. When you leave that corporate world, they're gone. A lot of them leave because you don't see them every day. And so that's a hard adjustment to think. 33 years, I got to see Jim, John, Joanne every day. Maybe we have, you know, days off or vacation time, but we don't see them. We've seen them. It was a guarantee to see them. Then leaving, it's understanding I don't get to see them every day. And that means we have to create effort. And then is it really, truly, then it's the whole mind, it starts the building up of that. And then I also have to say the other reason of fear is the unknown. What you know, in my mind, I'm seeing it played out as, okay, I'm a 9 o'clock, I won't leave the house until no later, the latest 10 o'clock. Right. And then when I'm from 10 to something and I'm thinking in my mind, but then when that day comes, is fear going to stop me? And understanding, though, in my mind, understanding now that I've left, now making money is all about how I'm moving throughout the day.
Yeah.
And so it's a little different. You know, it's a little different. I think that to prepare people to do what you did and what we're talking about is doing what we're doing. Talk about it. And saying it's okay. And knowing that, say we leave in 2 years, but start planning on it. Mm-hmm. Planning on when you leave, knowing that maybe that person that's your, as they call it, corporate husband or corporate wife, mm-hmm. well, may not be there. And you have to be okay with that. Because I've heard a lot of women say, well, they left and then they felt abandoned. Then they felt like they've lost themselves. But also knowing that on the other side, it's so much more to it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think for me, it was the teeny tiny bit of fear of like the unknown. And mm-hmm. it's like, this is like a stable structure. Mm-hmm. I know how to move within this structure to create successes for me,
right.
myself.
Right.
And that is very solid. I know what to do to create a success right. over here. So for me, it was kind of like, it was a little tiny bit of fear, but it mm-hmm. was still this thinking of like, how do I create success for myself outside of
exactly.
corporate? Because I understand the formula over here
mm-hmm.
where I'm working. I know how to do that. And so it's like, how do I do that out there? So I think probably everyone has their own little
they do.
Fear.
They do. But like you said, and I get that, you know, you know the formula, you know what you need to do to create the life that you want. it's, but then you always hear the but, you know, in your mind, but this, but that, and things like that. But again, also, I feel if you know in your mind that you're going to do a plan. Now, me, at that time, when I, every time I said, I never had a plan. Now I'm very clear on, like you said, I know what I need to do to make the money. I know what I need to do for the schedule and things like that. But back then, I didn't. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking about jumping before I really needed to jump.
That makes it even scarier.
Yeah.
Because you want to go, but you're like, you don't. And I had a conversation with a coworker. And she was like, you need to work until you can't work anymore. Like, work. And I was like, who are you talking to?
Right.
And she was like, well, so many people just quit because they're tired of coming to work and, you know, and they don't have a plan. And I said very clearly to her, not only do I have a plan,
right,
but I got options.
Right. Right.
And my options are hella sexy.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. But, and that's the thing though. And that's good that you said that, because a lot of people don't think that other people don't have a plan. You know what I mean?
She did not think that. Like, I was looking at her like, I have plan A, B, and C.
Right.
And again, options that are so sexy right now.
You have no clue. Right. She underestimated you so much.
I'm like, you don't know me.
Right.
And then if all of that falls through, I can always come back to my raggedy job.
Ms. Right. But you have a backup to the backup to the backup.
Yeah.
And you're right. And I think also too, I think that's a lot that holds a lot of women back. Because what caught me was what she said to you was, you should work until.
Work until you, she said, work until you can't work anymore, or work until you're not able to work anymore.
And that's scary. That's scary. Cause I even, when we were in the office, I did ask, someone, I think we were on the elevator and we were waiting for everybody to get back on the elevator a little late. I was like, you know what? I got a question for you. And she goes, yeah. And I go, what would you like to do outside of corporate? And she goes, I can't think about it. I don't know.
I have no idea.
Yeah, she had no idea. She goes, if I hit the lottery, then I could think about it. I go, you're counting on the lottery that you have a 1 in a million chance versus if you count on yourself, you have 1 in a million chance for yourself. Yeah. So when I told her that, she was like, I never thought of it like that.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that was a little scary. Well, Tekka, if everybody wanted to get in touch with you, how could they?
Okay, so you can find me on social media. My page is me, Tekka Thompson, or my business page is Sacred Healing Spaces. Same on Instagram is Sacred Healing Spaces. Y'all come see me. You want to breathe with me, sit in circle with me, learn how to nourish and calm your nervous system. Just come check me out.
Oh my gosh, you guys, you have to do it. Every time Tekka offers the breathing, I used to do it when she was online. I was there every week. So I have been there, been physically with her, and it was so cool. But you need to do it. Hopefully we'll have a little time that she can do a quick minute breathing session so you all can see, which you can get a taste of what Tekka does. But check her out. So Tekka, at this point of the show, we always talk about how get a little bit closer to you. So what are you, all this that's going on, what do you do for self-care for yourself? Why are you laughing?
The thing that I want to say is that, like, everything that I do now informs my work.
Okay.
Right? So everything is work. I'm always learning. But my self-care is just normal. I center and pause several times a day to check in with my body, to just notice what's going on.
Yes.
And when I do that, I always ask, what do I need? Mm. Right. And so my self-care is informed by the feedback that my body gives me.
Okay.
The body might say, go get some water.
Mm-hmm.
So I get up and I go get some water. And body might say, close the computer. It's time for a nap.
Right.
It's time for a walk. So I have 101 practices, but I would say that's my staple practice, is just a general pausing. You just pause for a second, you take a deep breath, and then you just tune into what's happening in your body. Like, what are you feeling? right now I feel really grounded. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I feel anxious. So then I'm like, okay, you need to take a couple breaths. You need to explore. But that's my number one self-care practice, is a pause and a center, and then a question. What do I need right now in this moment?
I really like that. Mm-hmm. I really love that. One thing that I do is I'm starting to take care of me. Mm-hmm. Like, just having time for me. So one thing that I've started doing is, though it may be when it's cold, I'll sit in the car for just a few minutes, mm-hmm. just so I can just sit, just to be, and it's not, my house is not chaotic. It's not loud. I just need to sit for that moment. Mm-hmm. And like you say, be for me. So that is one thing that I do for me. I definitely do for me. We also talk about on this part of the show, Book on the Shelf. I don't know if you remember that, where we talked about what book do we like to read. Don't laugh. Don't listen. Don't force tap it, y'all.
I'm just laughing because do you want to know which book? Which one did I read, or which book did I buy that I know I'm going to read?
I knew that's what you were about.
Okay, so right now I'm actually in a restorative yoga teacher training, which it's not yoga that most people think of. It's restful positions. Mm-hmm. And one of the texts that we're required to read is called Deep Listening for Healing. Mm-hmm. And so it's more about, you know, when I saw the title, I'm like, oh, it's not so much listening to someone else. It's really internally listening. So I'm reading that book. It talks about the author Jillian Pransky, her journey, mm-hmm. but it also gives a bunch of practices in it too. So I'm really enjoying it. The way she teaches resonates with the way I teach her. I really love that mm-hmm. book. And then there is another book I'm reading. It's called Stalking the Wild Psoas.
Uh-huh.
The psoas is a muscle that connects the upper body and the lower body, and it runs through a lot of like our hips and connects to a lot of different things. But research says that the psoas is very similar to the stomach.
Okay.
Right. It responds to stress.
Really?
Yes. And so a lot of folks are carrying stress in their psoas muscle, mm-hmm. the reason why we have a lot of problems with our back and our hips. And it carries a lot of emotion. So I'm reading that one too. So stay tuned. If you have back problems, stress, y'all come see me. We can
work it out.
We can work the psoas muscles out.
Oh my goodness, yes. So the book that I'm reading is by Nicole Walters, and it says Nothing Is Missing. Mm. And it is really good. And she talks about, actually, it was part of her. And let me first say this, because everybody's like, "Well, you're getting, no, I'm not getting any kickbacks. I want y'all to know, because that'll be the first thing." But she talks about, we have everything that we need to be successful, yeah. what we want. So it's a really good book. And the other one I'm reading is,
she's laughing. She's always reading one book, listening to two.
Don't
and another one on the shelf that's ready to come down. So she's laughing.
She's right. I do. And the other one I'm listening to is The Garden Within. And that was really good.
Oh my
good.
Gosh, that sounds so good.
It is. Actually, it was recommended by Sarah Jakes, T.D. Jakes' mm-hmm. daughter. And it talks about, and they intertwine the Bible into real life. But she broke it down to where they'll talk about how the talk about within, everything that's within us, and how it ties into the Bible. And then they take it down one step further and talk about how it relates to our day-to-day life.
She and her preaching is very much like
yes,
that.
Yes, it is. Yes,
she
it is.
She always makes it really practical.
Yeah, so it was really good. So it's real good.
I think I'm going to get that one.
Yeah, it's real good. You have to try it. And then we'll have to talk about it.
We'll talk about it.
Yeah. So as we're getting ready to wrap up, Tekka, what would you like to leave the listeners with?
So we're going to do a really quick practice, everyone. Yay! So we're going to do this real quick because we're wrapping up. So what I'm going to ask you to do is to go ahead and notice your feet on the ground. A lot of times when we are doing these kind of practices, you'll hear people say, notice your feet on the ground. But I really want you to notice that your feet are on the ground and it is solid and the ground is holding you. Right there, just take a breath in through your nose and let it go. And at the bottom of that breath, then notice that your chair or whatever you're sitting on is holding you. So really notice that, that you're being supported. And then from this space, we're just going to come up the front body and just notice your heart space. If you like, you can place a hand there or two, or perhaps one hand on heart, one on belly. And we're going to take three big, beautiful breaths. We'll take them in through the nose and exhaling through the mouth. So go ahead and take that big breath in through the nose. Gentle hold at the top and exhale. One more big breath in through the nose. Gentle hold, soft exhale through the mouth. Our last big, beautiful breath of the night, in through the nose, hold, and exhale. And before you open your eyes, just notice for a second what may have shifted for you in your mind, in your body, or your breath. And then perhaps just give a little gratitude, something that you're grateful for. And when you're done with that, you can open your eyes and join us back here in the studio.
Yes, that was so cool.
That was good. Was that good for you?
Absolutely. You know it always is. You know I love our practices when we do it. Yeah.
Thank you so much for having me.
Good. Thank you. Mm-hmm. This was a blast, as I always knew it would be. And then my last question. So what is your what's next?
Wow. Oh, I have some projects. So I didn't mention that I'm also a storyteller. So I'm working on a really big project for storytelling to invite women in on a journey of healing and crafting their stories and releasing trauma that's stuck in your body around our stories. And then taking those stories from page to stage. Mm-hmm. So stay tuned. That is coming hopefully in the fall.
Oh, I can't wait, you guys. Well, Tekka, as I always knew it would be, this was so fun. And yeah. Thank you for joining me. Yeah. Thank you. I will invite you back again so then we can do it again. But everybody, I want you all to know that you only have one life to live. And I want you to live the life that you want to live, not for anybody else. Because tomorrow's not a promise. So I want you to get out here, and if retirement is right around the corner, are you looking at it? Go after it. Don't be afraid of it. Create your plan, set it, and go and be there. Until next week when I have another amazing woman coming to the show. My name is Pam Stone, and thank you all. Y'all all are amazing. Take care. See you next week, everyone. Bye.